Well, I was overwhelmed with the irony of this one, Paul. Like, I can't even think straight about it at this stage, even now, in that it was around this time last year, well, it was around this fixture last year in the League Cup, where it became crystal clear how badly planned out the season 2019-20 was. That's prior to coronavirus, us even knowing about it, when it became crystal clear that when Liverpool had a Club World Cup, no one had addressed what you're going to do if Liverpool win two League Cup games and get themselves through to the fifth round of the League Cup. Then on top of that, then you've got the winter break thing in Shrewsbury and all of that kicked off last year as well. You had the fact that we had to play our under-18s against Villa. You've had the fact that no one's planned for a thing through this coronavirus stuff. You've got the idea that around when the coronavirus thing kicked in, Aston Villa were running around everywhere and answering any question saying null and void the league because there was a chance that they could go down. The irony of it is almost overwhelming that, you know, I don't want anyone to be ill at Aston Villa. I hope they're all as well as they can be. But my God, it isn't half funny.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's funny. And the whole thing is funny because it feels like there's no lessons being learned at all. And it feels like we're going into the situation again where no one's got a clue. No one seems to be speaking to each other. From a Liverpool point of view, you know, I can there's an argument to say that this break might be a good thing for Liverpool. I'm sure Villa would really, really want this game to be played at the moment. So it'll be interesting what comes now. But certainly from a Villa point of view, it's not looking hopeful, is it, that this game's going ahead?